Welcome back.
Welcome
to Phenomenal Flicks.
Today I am reviewing Hubie Halloween, starring Adam Sandler. Yes, I'm reviewing an Adam Sandler movie. Of course, also starring Julie Bowen, Kevin James, Ray Liotta, Maya Rudolph, and Noah Schnapp, amongst others, directed by Stephen Brill. So why Hubie Halloween? This is Phenomenal Frights Month, right? The month where I am supposed to be reviewing nothing but horror movies. So why did I decide to take a spot from something else and give it to Adam Sandler and his Happy Madison Company? I have a few reasons. Firstly, I always say horror is subjective, and while this is obviously a silly comedy film and not a straight-up horror movie, it falls into a weird small horror subgenre, kind of a mix between the horror comedy and what I like to call kid horror, the kind of movie or the genre of horror movies that introduce kids to the wonders of the horror flick without subjecting them to blood, nudity, and of course the idiotic characters, which unfortunately I cannot say that this movie does not have. The last reason I am reviewing this is, surprisingly, I heard good things. I didn't hear this was the greatest movie of all time. I didn't hear that Hubie Halloween was on the same level as Uncut Gems, a Sandler drama that annoyingly proves that he can act. It's a good movie, but I just like, dude, why do you go out and make such a great movie like that and then you make shit like Jack and Jill? Beside the point. I did, however, hear that it had some very fun laughs, a funny presence, calling back to a lot of his earlier works, such as Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and The Wedding Singer, films that I am not ashamed to say that I enjoy. Sandler is known for his little niche, a lovable idiot who is annoying from time to time, but he's also very endearing. He started this little thing with his stand-up routine back in the late 80s and early 90s, and perfected it with his Saturday Night Live routines and some of his earlier films, especially the ones that I mentioned. Sadly, he wore out that welcome long ago to most people, myself included. A little sidebar as well on Uncut Gems. He should have got an Oscar nomination for that, probably even an Oscar win. However, he did not. He didn't get either. So he said, if I don't get these things, I'm going to make a terrible movie right afterwards. Some people will think that this movie is that movie that he mentioned. However, this did finish filming, I think in September of 2019, a couple months before Uncut Gems even came out. So this actually cannot be that terrible movie. But however, look forward to that, because that actually might be really fun to review, just to see if it really is as terrible. Because can it get worse than Jack and Jill? I don't know. But I digress. I'm not here to talk about Sandler's filmography or Uncut Gems. I'm here to talk about Hubie Halloween. So what exactly is Hubie Halloween? Well, Sandler plays Hubie Dubois, the town idiot, you're surprised, I know, who of course must solve some disappearances and strange happenings on Halloween in the town of Salem. Yes, that Salem. Hijinks naturally ensue. Let me start with the positives, and yes, there are positives. Sandler is very endearing here. Part of it has to do with the goodwill he has earned from last year's Uncut Gems, something that was like, you know what, maybe I do want to see what he does next. And also a little bit of nostalgia, because then I began to realize as I'm watching this movie that Hubie is Canteen Boy from Saturday Night Live. Sandler's humorous character that, if you haven't seen any of these skits, YouTube them, or find them on Hulu, or if you can find the Best of Adam Sandler SNL DVD, which is totally worth the money, I promise you, then you can see the Canteen Boy sketches, and you should watch these because they're hilarious. And I even got a text from Mike, the person who has been on two episodes of this, but he'll be on this coming Friday's episode as well, saying that this was Canteen Boy, and I was actually about to text the same thing, so that was a little funny. Anyway, he took this humorous and funny character from his SNL days and put him in this movie. He has the same speech patterns, he has the same body mannerisms, and instead of being a youth like he is on the SNL sketches, he's a mid-40s man who hasn't really been able to transcend life the correct way. He's still the same person he was 30 years ago, and that's very humorous. The comedy is actually pretty decent here. It's a good mix of his older stuff while also being, you know, a lot older to see what does work. There is a lot of good jokes here. However, the comedy is very hit or miss. But when it hits, it does hit. There are some skits, and I'm not going to ruin, you know, the movie. I never spoil a movie that's brand new for you, unless I say a spoiler warning. But some little small details, such as the sexual innuendo t-shirts that Hubie's mom wears, which I thought was funny for two reasons, because the jokes are humorous when you read them. The old lady, she's in her 60s, probably even 70s, wearing them, is even funnier. I guess there's a third reason, and it's that this movie takes place over the span of 2 days, Halloween Eve and Halloween, and she changes shirts about 9 times, all to varying degrees of funniness. There is a recurring gag of objects being thrown in at Hubie as he rides down the street on his bike. They start out small, they're like rocks or trash or eggs, and then they turn out to be really big things, such as like water heaters, things that you would not even be able to lift and throw at someone. That was actually a very funny recurring gag that went throughout the whole movie as well. And then there is Steve Buscemi, who is of course in an Adam Sandler movie because he's Steve Buscemi, he's in a lot of them, and Rob Schneider, who I cannot believe I'm saying this, was the funniest part of the movie in my book. They are used sparingly enough to not overstay their welcome. You don't even know that Rob Schneider's in it for about an hour or so, maybe even a little more. But the scenes that they had, two scenes in particular with Buscemi and Schneider and the police force, had me laughing so hard. I cannot believe I was laughing this hard. Trust me, I am just as surprised as you are. That being said, the comedy, of course, does not always work. A good portion of it is just plain unfunny or awkward. Sometimes the camera lingers on a character's face after a joke for so long as if to say, you know, wasn't that funny? And the answer is, of course, no. You don't need to prod me to make me laugh at the joke. It's mixed in with things that are actually funny, so while you're laughing from time to time, there's a joke that lands, then there's two or three jokes afterwards that do not. Some that are just not funny and you brush it aside, some that make you groan, and then some that just make you say, like, what? Why did you go with that? Why was that the choice? And that's, of course, a detriment to the things that are funny. But then they'll follow it up with something hilarious, and then you'll be even more upset like I was. So, you know, typical Happy Madison bullshit. There are times, as well, where I thought the movie was actually going to end. I was like, wow, that breezed by. That was a quick, you know, it's a 100-minute movie, 105 minutes, give or take. And I was like, wow, that didn't feel like an hour and 40 minutes. And then I looked at the counter, I looked at the ticker, and I was like, it's got to be almost over. That's kind of weird. And then I realized there was still 40 minutes left, and I'm like, oh God, what could possibly continue with this? And then they continued with it, and again, sometimes I laugh, and other times I was just like, get on with the fucking plot of the movie, or find out what the point is, or stop making these really bad jokes, just, oh my God, and then he says something funny, and I laugh, and then I forget about it, and then it makes you feel awkward for another 10 minutes, and you want the movie to end again, but I digress. Back to the positives, shall I? Because there are, like I said, a few. The film calls back to a lot of Sandler jokes and performances from other movies. There's a funny cameo from Ben Stiller that if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. And it's always fun to see Maya Rudolph on screen riffing, especially with Tim Meadows. I thought those two were pretty humorous together, even again, if you know some of the jokes did not land. Kevin James was somehow likable. Julie Bowen is back. She played Sandler's love interest in Happy Gilmore, and she plays it again here, and she was very fun to see. And then there was the slew of SNL cast members that made me smile because I love SNL so much. There's also someone that I really quickly want to talk about as well, Noah Schnapp. I mentioned him in the cast summary because, dude, what the fuck? How did this kid age so much in 4 years from a small 11-year-old boy on Stranger Things, kind of a dorky Midwestern-looking kid, to this 15, 16-year-old handsome, tall, stylish kid who's got a lot of great acting chops, who, granted, he doesn't have a lot to do here, his role is smaller, but he lights up the screen every time he's on, and it took me a good, I mean, he had like two or three scenes before I was like, is that fucking Will Byers from Stranger Things? And it was, and that's just really weird to see how grown up the kids from that show are, like him and Millie Bobby Brown and Finn Wolfhard have all age. They've stopped being 11 and 12, and now they're 16 and 17 years old, and that's really amazing. But that's beside the point. You know, he did a very good job here. And I just thought it was notable that I didn't actually realize who he was right off the bat. On a more somber note, of course, speaking of, you know, young actors, Sandler and company pay tribute to Cameron Boyce, an actor who played Sandler's son in the Grown Ups films, who I did not see, but that's beside the point. He tragically lost his life at the age of 20, so Sandler paid tribute to him at the end credits, and I thought that was a really nice touch as well. Another nice touch was the anti-bullying message here, because I mentioned Hubie as kind of, you know, the town idiot. He's looked upon as the town dunce. He's a joke to everyone he comes across. They yell at him, they yell obscenities, they play pranks on him every single day. They throw stuff at him, as I mentioned, daily, and it must be exhausting to be him. However, he takes it all in stride and sees the good in people, and that becomes a major plot point at the end when everyone kind of has to come to terms with why they treat Hubie like that, and it's a really sweet, if not a little cliche, and over-the-top way of having an anti-bullying message. So again, that was a very nice touch. Look, I did not love Hubie Halloween, but I also didn't hate it. I dare say it's Sandler's best non-dramatic role since, I don't know, Click? Maybe in 2004 or 2005, whenever the hell that came out. So, I was really surprised at the amount that I laughed in this. Of course, there was the times where I didn't laugh, the times where I wanted it to end, the times especially where I thought the movie was over and it still had 40 minutes left. And those are, of course, a detriment to a movie. It's the same, like I said, typical Happy Madison bullshit. But there is a sweetness to this movie. It was decent. It had a lot of good little horror moments for the kids. You know, it's not going to frighten an adult, but there are some things that might spook the kids, and that's kind of fun as well. And it just had a good message overall in the end. So while this might be middle of the pack Sandler, I mean, he's put out nothing but shit for the past 15 years, aside from Uncut Gems, that, God, this might be like his eighth best movie, maybe, but that's beside the point. Give it a shot if you have time. I mentioned it's on Netflix. You can watch it there if you have the subscription. So with that being said, I am giving Hubie Halloween just middle of the road C. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Check back this Friday. Of course, I've been doubling up my episodes for Phenomenal Frights. I'll get back to a normal schedule after the month of October. But this Friday, Mike Vlaz joins me again. He's been on the Guns Akimbo episode, my second episode, as well as reviewing his favorite movie, Jurassic Park. But this week, we are going to be talking about horror, the horror aisle at the video store, because him and I grew up in the early 90s to the mid-90s, of course. And we remember the VHS box tapes that were everywhere. Just the best art, the best movies that we loved watching as kids. So look forward to that episode this coming Friday. And as always, everyone, stay phenomenal.